This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so happy to be here with you today. We have a very special guest today, Rob Wilson. He's actually back on my show. He's been on a couple of times before. And he's going to be talking about how important it is to quiet your mind and listen for what he calls the clarity of now. Rob's books are unpunctuated for a reason, and he'll be talking about why taking out punctuation helps you to connect directly with your subconscious. Welcome to the show, Rob. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing very well, and thank you for having me on. It's an honor and privilege to be here with you.
It's an honor to have you. I just love what you do, and it's just so encouraging. You send me your things. I read them, and it just makes me feel better. That's all I can say about it. So we've talked – go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
We've talked before on the show about your book, My Wisdom Breeds. Now it's available in audio format, which is awesome. Could you tell us why you wanted it in audio format and how it even more so helps the listener this way?
Yeah, you can listen to it going down the road. And, you know, I'm usually not very impressed with my stuff, but my endless inspiration, My Wisdom Breeze, you listen to them going down the road and you just get your spirit lifts up, your whole body, because you're listening and there's nothing for the thinking, memory, mind, or nitpicking mind to grab a hold of. And they're just basically they're written in poetry just to expand you, and they got a little hypnotic and NLP twist to them, so they don't let you go back into your thinking, memory, mind, and they allow you to move onward and upward, and they relax you.
Awesome. Everybody needs that. Not too much relaxing when you're driving, but it's great to be able to drive and to be listening to something that's uplifting. I think that's fantastic. Plus, you don't have to, you know, to go through the reading of it, which makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and if you're having a bad day, this book will expand you out of a bad day. It will lift you up and out, because it does me.
Yeah, of course.
And something I discovered in my writings, if you never put what happened yesterday in your life in any way, you expand of today and the now. And see, something I've really expanded into since I've been on the last show, inspiration, imagination, innovation, and wisdom are in front of you, and there's no map from the past or thinking mind that can move you forward. This is about listening for the clarity of your imagination. Harkens the simplicity of your life, and you never have to get into the overthinking and the stress and the trauma. And something I'm really going to share with everybody, and this was it's going to be in my, I got five series coming out, but it's going to be in Sovereign Expansion. All the stuff I thought the outside world did to me, they did zero. I did it to myself with my insecurities, immaturities, thinking, knowing, opinions, viewpoints, my parents' way of life. And once I realized that, I become liberated.
Yeah. I love that word. Just listening to it makes you feel liberated, doesn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
So,
and that's one of my classes coming out. It's called Gifts of Liberation. That's going to be the first one. And it will make you, it will open you up to have the confidence and courage to discover yourself.
Fantastic. So when's that coming out, Rob?
They should be done. They were professionally done, so it should be done on Friday.
Oh, fantastic. Very good. Okay. So you'll find his website right here on the Blog Talk page, which we're going to talk about later, but you can go in there to link to all his websites and everything. It'll be on your website, correct?
Yeah, it'll be on my website, Udemy, and several other places. It's going to be a $19.95 download. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's incredible. Very good. So let's talk about, for a moment, about your books and how they don't have punctuation, which is extremely uncommon. And I know that you say it's poetry. In poetry, you see that, but these are long, long books. You know, these are long phrases. What is your reason for having done that?
Punctuation. When you read somebody's writings that are punctuated, you're trying to learn what the writer wants you to know. And it's for the writer to keep you inside what are their programming. Punctuation is actually subconscious programming, because you're thinking about what the writer wants you to know, and you're trying to mimic the writer of the situation. You're trying to mimic them and get everything they want you to know. Unpunctuated is an explorer's curiosity opening you up to your own voyage of life, and it's about self-discovery rather than what other people's programming wants you to know. And it takes the perfection programming of society out of your life.
So each person, as they read or listen to your books, they're receiving something different, because we're all different.
And that's absolutely right. And that's the thing. And you know, everybody's imagination, innovation, inspiration, that's unique to them. Their experiences may look like the same on the outside, but internally, they're very unique for that person to expand through life. Every situation in your life is unique to you, but it's unique to expand you out of the situation and never follow the society's way. And see, personal growth, there's 8 billion people. There's 8 billion individual voyages going on to expand people in a certain way. And it's the uniqueness of our talents that is going to expand the world into the peace and prosperity that it is, because we'll be out of the thinking, knowing, memory, mind of history.
Yes. I love when you say the uniqueness of our talents, because we're all here with certain gifts and talents to share with others, right? And ours are unique. We're all very different. And if we don't share our talent, that talent just won't be here in the world to be shared.
Yeah. And see, everybody, when you read something, when I hear, this is me personally, I'm not saying, when I hear the word program, that means follow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my webinars, I do a webinar or an expansion hour every Monday night now for $9.99 on Zoom. I don't want to hide the price, but anyway, do it on Zoom for $9.99, and I call them expansion hours. Because
okay.
Workshops, seminars, there's always a thinking in. When you say the word expansion hour, what do you feel? Just say it out loud and tell me what you feel.
Expansion hour. Well, it starts with expanding, so right away I feel curious and kind of excited.
That's the difference. And that's the only difference is you've got to get a vocabulary that excites you to expand out of yesterday. And when you excite yourself out of yesterday, and I call it the liminal landscape. And the liminal landscape is just above the threshold of everything you think and know and always done. It's in the fresh stroll of life.
Yeah, very nice. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity, which is hypnotherapy. Why do you call it that instead?
Because people are addicted to therapy. I'm going to go get therapy and get out of this. And they don't do nothing with the inner scene. They just go get the therapy to feel good for a few hours. Then when they get out, they do the same thing over and over. Hypnoacuity is keenness of vision, listening, and inspiration. It really says, in the dictionary says it's listening, vision, and mind. But I took the word mind out of my life, because as soon as somebody hears the word mind, they're looking for something that's wrong, and they're looking for something in the past. So I use inspiration because it's now, and it's onward and upward with inspiration. And that's something that I've opened up to. If I listen for the emancipating expressions of my inspiration, I'm in the flow of moving forward. And I was on a show here, I was on a call here, and they said management and regulate. Well, if you're managing your life and you're regulating it, you're staying in the same thinking mind. If you open up to facilitate and participate of your daily life, everything to expand you out of the past is right in front of you now.
I love it. I just love it. But yeah, you're right. Managing. Managing doesn't feel good. The word doesn't feel good when you say it.
Yeah. No. It's controlling. And see, that's anything in a program is controlling. And you want to get out of the controlling into the facilitating and participating, because you liberate yourself from whatever thing you've always done, and you open up the fresh pathways. And if you open up the fresh pathways, something you expand into is letting go of right, wrong solutions and answers. If you just travel on that path and admire the outcomes that you enjoy and just keep admiring the outcomes, you never get caught up in the right, wrong, and being in yesterday. And you don't overthink it. Right, wrong solutions and answers create overthinking. Pathways is the calm of clarity.
So talking about that, you're talking about quieting the thinking. You know, you're talking about not thinking about the past, getting away from everything you learned in society. How do we actually begin to quiet our thinking, knowing mind, and begin to listen for that clarity of now that you're talking about?
It's just saying, I'm listening for the clarity. Because here's something that can never happen. You can't hear, think, and know, and listen for the clarity at the same time. Either you're going to be hearing, thinking, and knowing, or you're going to be listening for the clarity. And this, you know, it isn't going to happen the first time you do it.
Okay.
This, it took you how long to get to where you're at? But when you start it and you start feeling it, it becomes open to it. And you really want to set a defined outline of your life. Not a plan, but an outline. And that way you're not attached to it. You want to do everything with a outline, because then you're never attached. And if that way you're willing to be flexible and maneuver through it rather than say, this is my plan and it's in the plan. It's got to be there. See, plan is a egotistical word. Outline is a divine word.
I love that. Very nice. I love outline because you have room for change, expansion. You can, in a plan, like you say, this is a plan and I'm sticking to it. But in an outline, you're free to go in any direction that you're inspired to. So it's brilliant. I love that.
And the way you just presented it was very brilliant. And see how simple it is?
Yes.
You know,
it is a bit of a challenge using verbiage we've been using since we could talk. But it takes a lot of practice to do that, you know.
Yeah, it takes being in the game of liberation to do that. And see, you just hit on one of the most key things to all of this. You said the words we've used since we've been all the time. We have been taught by a school system of bland. Stay inside the bland. Then you get bammed with yesterday. And see, the simpler the words, the simpler everything is, the easier society is control. You start getting a little rebellious troublemaker and some adventurous audacity, you start getting a little pizzazz to walk away from yesterday.
I love the word pizzazz. You use that a lot, and I just love it. Every time you say pizzazz, it's like there's a party going on in my body.
Yeah, the one I really like is Yazza Snazzy and Yazza Pizzazz.
Yeah, I like those as well. Those are like a party where they're the full blow, like Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and something I'm writing right now is I now understand Meyer. I stopped hearing, learning, thinking, and knowing today. As I expanded of insight and energized inspiration, is I'm eavesdropping observer of my life. And I can eavesdrop on a whole universe, his imagination world, without being attached to what is going on. And I can listen for the clarity, the wisdom, insight to expand me. See, do you feel the difference when you say that? It just takes all the angst out of life.
It really does. It really does take it all out. Yeah, I love
and
it.
That's the difference between personal growth and self-help and sovereign expansion, is taking out the society ties, trained stuff, and the socialized mind, and unwind your own wisdom and inspiration. And here's something else that I'll tell everybody on the line. Everybody encompasses a unique talent, wisdom, but they're above the society, trained school system, and society's life and your parents. They're unique to you. They're in the liminal light waves of your wisdom. And all that is rising up to the higher cortex in your brain and mm-hmm. dissolving the body and get you allowing enterprising emotions to expand you. Here's the thing. It takes adventures to do this. And life's a mess. We're all a mess, but life is a mystical energy, and we're a magical, enterprising savvy to surprise the world with our wisdom.
Yeah. That sounds way better than life is a mess. That's right. I love it. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and really, when you understand magic, everything in magic is illusions, but it's also a mess, but it's not it's a magical mess. It's a mess and a riddle and a mystery for us to expand through. Mess in the is that is a wisdom.
Yeah, nice. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Rob a question or talk to him, our lines are open. You can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
With all that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel like a victim. Like, what's the use? But nothing could be further from the truth. You are more powerful than you'll ever know. You are totally unique. There has never been another individual exactly like you, and never will be again, ever. You are filled with all this potential. All you have to do is tap into it. WhatIWillICan.com will guide you to a better quality of life. Do it now. WhatIWillICan.com. Do it now. WhatIWillICan.com.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest Rob Wilson, talking about how important it is to quiet your mind and listen for the clarity of now. So, Rob, one of the things that you like to say is change happens as expansion. Can you tell us what that means?
Change happened yesterday. Expansion occurs today. And that's the thing about life. And I got a book I'm writing right now. It's called My Life Occurs For Me Now. Yesterday mm-hmm. happened. Today's occurs. Opening conscious clarity, unleashing rad savvy to expand through life with ease because I energize acumen, seeing every day as my playground of wealth and success.
Nice. Very good.
What really occurs here, if you've been struggling in doing all the personal growth and the self-help and all the spirituality, and you really get right down and admit it, it's the same. Well, if you start opening up to a higher quality verbiage and higher quality emancipating expressions, for me, change, heal, create, transformation, forgiveness, think, know, mind, and hear are gone from my vocabulary. It's expand, energize, enterprise, experience, appreciation, gratitude, troublemaker, trendsetting, trailblazing, rebellious, rise, get a vocabulary that excites you to live, not one that keeps you, oh, my God, I got to do this and I have to do this. No, I'm going to do this because I understand I let go if I can till I accomplish this with ease.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love it. You know, troublemaker, I love that troublemaker is in your list of the verbiage that we want to use. Because troublemaker, of course, the world teaches us you don't want any troublemakers. Everybody's got to be good, right? Everybody's got to sit, do what they're supposed to do, obey, et cetera. But I love that you threw that in because it's the troublemakers who cause new things to happen, right? Who are following their inspiration and just causing new things to come in.
If it wasn't for troublemakers and rebellious people, we would not be sitting here in the United States of America today.
That's right. Absolutely.
And the definition of troublemakers, a trend-setting revolutionist opening unbelievable life events, magically ascending kinetic energy, realizing life's fun when you don't follow the herdocracy of turdocracy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when you don't follow everyone else. I love it.
Yes.
I guess Very good. So, Go ahead.
And something else I'm going to tell you. When you listen to somebody's program, you read a book, my books, anybody, there's three or four nuggets of life-expanding wisdom in there. And you listen for the clarity of that. The rest of the book is just going to be mundane for today. But there's three nuggets of clarity in that that will expand you and open up your sublime simplicity and your enterprising gut gall to move your life forward. That whole book is written from what they think and know. And books are written for what people want you to know. That's why mine are unpunctuated. I never want anybody to follow my books. I want my books for them to read to open up their enterprising energy to expand them up to their liminal level of life.
Mm, I love that. Tell us what enterprising means.
Enterprise to me is just moving onward and upward. Enterprising means it's an enterprise inside myself. And enterprising is a wisdom, a will, and a thrill to expand out of yesterday. That's my definition of it.
Okay.
And see, that's the thing. Just because words are written in a dictionary, that don't mean you have to use that meaning. Make your own meaning, make your own definition of life. Define your self-discovery your way.
Yep. Be a troublemaker like Rob. I like it.
I've been called a troublemaker all my life, and you know what? I enjoy it.
I had a funny feeling that was true, Rob. So let's talk.
Well, you hit it right on the head there.
I always had a feeling since the first time I talked to you. What do you want people to know about blaming the outside world?
Oh, this when this occurred, it was like a hailstorm come from the heavens and just fell on me.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that, you know, all the trauma, all the drama, all the blame, the shame, the everything I thought was going on in the outside world, all the revenge thinking was all my own thinking, knowing, and the way I embedded everything. It was my frozen in time representations controlling my life. And see, that's the thing. The outside world is the simple way for the outside world to say it is, outside world and all the people that think they did something to me, be gone now. That's a key word, be gone now. And, you know, people do things unsavory to other people. But,
yes.
You know, we look at them like they did something to us, but the bigger thing happened is they broke your trust. And that trust, and I think that people never get over their broken trust. They broke
right.
your trust. They did nothing to you. And the abusers of the world are the fearful people. The ones being abused are the strength and the courageous ones. And see, we got this world backwards so we can be controlled.
Yeah. Wow. I like that. I like the be God. That's really strong. And I can feel the strength in those
words. And, you know, here's the real simple way. You know, when you have an event you don't like in your, you didn't like in your past, just name it a flip-a-ma-jig. Say, flip-a-ma-jig, be gone now. See how calm you are when you say it? You're still expanding out of the situation, but you took
right.
the angst and all the other stuff out. And people are just whatchamacallums, be gone now. And life is really a gizmo. You can do anything you want with it.
I can love this stuff. That flip-a-ma-jig and whatchamacallums, be gone now. These are All I can do is laugh. So how can you even think about what happened or what they did or what the past was? You're too busy laughing and enjoying the moment. These are brilliant.
Yeah,
I love that.
And you can still expand out of it. But see, all that does is take the angst out. And the subconscious mind can't and the unconscious mind can't grasp a flip of a jig or a whatchamacallum.
Right, exactly. Those are fantastic.
And see what you did, and see what you just did there? You laughed at it, and that just calms everything down.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Wow. Okay, let's talk for a minute before we run out of time about how to get a hold of you and your book and also the audio version.
The audio version's on Audible for right now. My web designer just had a baby, so we've had a little – she had to actually take some time off. But it's My Wisdom Breathe is available on Audible. And you can get a hold of me at mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And what hypnoacuity is I show you the way I discovered myself. So it'll open you up to show you shortcuts of your self-discovery, and you get the confidence and courage and the audacity to experience your dreams.
Wonderful.
And also, all a dream is something you've never experienced. Your thinking, memory, mind, and hearing will never never will let you enjoy a dream. Your innovation, imagination, and your curiosity will walk you through the dream.
Very good. So you can find Rob at mycowboywisdom.com. You can also find him on my website, lifecoachmurray.com. Just go to the radio page, and he's there. His picture's there, a link to this interview, and the link to his website. And so is there one last thing? We have about just under 3 minutes, Rob. Did you want to say before we close?
Stop hearing the outside world telling you have something wrong with you. The only same reason people say somebody has something wrong with them is because the person that's doing it never opened up to their true talents. Your true talents will never be the same as your mom, dad, family, sisters, brothers, and all your friends or society. They're so unique that you have to discover them within yourself. And the explorer's curiosity will walk you, stroll you through life. And, you know, people say they walk through the illusions. You always are strolling down to the clarity of life. You always stroll down. That way it's easy, effortless, and you see the clarity, the simplicity, and the life-expanding wisdom in the middle. And that's something we've never been taught, is where's the wisdom. And that's one of my classes. Knowledge in the world today is the kids go out of graduate college and go right into the management. They don't get the hands-on and their hands dirty. And they don't have the wisdom to be in the office. They have the knowledge, but not the wisdom.
Right.
And that's the thing. The world lacks wisdom today.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have the experience. They just have... Oh, true.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Well, Robert, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been just wonderful having you again. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Pay attention to what Rob is saying, because it can really free you. It can bring so much freedom to your life. Check out his mycowboywisdom.com, and you can get his book. It's called My Wisdom Now on Audible if you want to listen. My Wisdom Breathes on Audible. And make sure you connect with us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.